19-year-old Private Dakota Stump disappeared during a field exercise on Fort Hood in 2016, and the Army declared him absent without leave. His mother, Patrice Franklin, says investigators were slow to act and assumed Stump had left the base by choice.
I just feel that they did not take it seriously.
They all would tell me, you know, we're doing everything possible to locate your son and bring him home safely. It was almost like they didn't want to come out and say, we think your kid's goofing off.
As it turns out, Stump hadn't run off. He'd crashed his car into a wooded area on base. Weeks later, troops stumbled onto his vehicle during a land navigation exercise, and the young man's body was nearby. Franklin says the Army has a wrong-headed and ill-equipped approach to missing soldiers.
You know, I think that is so important to me, to have just a team of trained individuals that know how to act quickly and to start actually searching for these people and researching their bank cards and, you know, the debit cards. I mean, it's just, it's all so important. You know, let's find them before something bad happens.
Advocates say Stump's situation fits into a pattern. When service members turn up missing, leaders tend to treat them like deserters and put a low priority on finding them. But sometimes, soldiers fail to show up because they've taken their own lives or been involved in accidents or foul play, like Private Gregory Morales, whose body was found in a shallow grave near Fort Hood this summer, 10 months after the Army declared him AWOL without a thorough search. Diana Danis is an advisor with the Women Veterans Social Justice Network.
They presume the worst of the individual rather than presuming that there is something nefarious that has occurred with them at the onset.
As of the end of August, there were 830 AWOLs throughout the Army worldwide, according to ABC News. More than 1,000 are listed on the Army's deserter rolls. But former Army MP Maggie Haswell doesn't think they've all left by choice. 7 years ago, she founded the Facebook group Warriors Aftermath and Recovery to support families of missing service members. Haswell says Army investigators often don't try to understand what soldiers may have been going through when they disappeared.
So you have to think like them. And to do that, you have to know their state of mind and you have to know them as a person. And that comes with getting information from friends, from coworkers, from family members, all kinds of things. So this is not something that the Army does.
Now, under pressure from families and lawmakers, the Army says it will issue new guidance. When soldiers fail to report for duty, their commanders should consider them missing and take immediate steps to find them. The service also plans to start tallying soldiers who disappear for unknown reasons. Army leaders haven't released more details and refused an interview request. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy said in October that the loss of Vanessa Guillen had been felt widely.
Her loss has been felt in our formations and across the nation at large. We must be accountable, and we must act. This year, and its series of events, has hardened our resolve to create enduring change.
While advocates say the new policy represents progress, they also question its staying power. Some doubt the Army will ever come forward with specifics. Diana Danis.
They're putting a rule in place that they kind of have to do because they looked terrible. It always looks terrible when it's more important to you to find a rifle than it is to find a person.
Meanwhile, the other services haven't announced any changes to their policies. Some congressional leaders are calling for an audit of all the branches to find out how they track and look for missing service members. I'm Carson Frame in San Antonio.